朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
讲到这里，我插出去，特别对你们这些 ABC 提醒一下。
A reminder for all of you who are born here in America.
永远不要笑你爸妈的英文不好。
Don't laugh at your parents' poor English.
因为你爸妈从来不笑你中文不好。
Because your parents never laughed at how lousy your Chinese is.
那你如果觉得你爸妈的英文不好，你试着用中文跟他讲一篇道。
And if you think your mom and dad's English is not so good, try a message or something to your parents in Chinese without interruptions.
你就讲一篇道，就如何谦卑，弄中文讲。
And use Chinese to give them a message on how to be humble.
然后也叫你爸妈用英文讲一篇如何谦卑。
And then you ask your parents to speak the same message in English.
看看你能不能听得懂爸妈，然后爸妈能不能听得懂你。
Let's see if they can understand what you said and if you can understand what they said.
我想我们就会谦卑很多。
And then I think all of us would be much more humble.
我二十多年前有一个妈妈很伤心，她说我的儿子笑我的英文，说在跟印第安人讲话一样。
About 20 years ago, a mom was very sad, and she said my kid was mocking me and laughing at me, said that the way I speak, I sound like I'm an Indian. So all of a sudden, she just froze up. She wouldn't dare to speak. These sons need to be scolded, need to be brought forth.
父母亲要求父母亲讲什么，我们里面就不想听，这都是骄傲。
Mom and dad have some requirements on us, ask us to do something, and we immediately say, I don't want to listen to it. Those are all pride.
还有没有别的？
Anything else?
目中无人，这跟刚刚讲的那个有点像哈。目中无人也是更严重的。Robert, 对不起，他说什么？
不把凡事交在神手里面。
不把凡事交，这是很属灵的哈，非常好。
Brother Robert is very spiritual. Yeah, we don't yield everything into God's hand.
真的，这都是骄傲。
These are all signs of pride. 给牧师打分，听讲道的时候。
这太骄傲了。这个真的太骄傲了哈。
We score the person speaking, our pastors, as they're sharing.
以前有一个年轻人
Pastor Yu says this is indeed prideful.
有一个年轻人跑来找牧师讲道，他说牧师，我每次听你讲道，我就不想听，不晓得这是不是蒙召的印证。
There was a young man that came to a pastor that says, Pastor, every time I listen to you preach, I just don't want to listen to you anymore. Is it a sign of me being called to speak into ministry?
真的很严重，对不对？
This is a very serious problem, right?
还有没有？
Anything else?
偷窃神的荣耀，对，应该归荣耀给神，但是我们自己觉得是我带师带的好，是我恩师好。
Robbing God,
这是很严重，非常好，非常好。
We think that we led the worship well, we served well.
还有没有？那意思什么？
不读那个 instruction manual。
不读 instruction manual。我知道 Sam 是这种人。OK, 好啊。有很多的，最后一个好了，不要再讲，不听别人的话，这都是很多的问题。
Not heeding the words of others.
像 Brother Ernest 有一次来，他讲到我们这种不服输啊，他说孩子回来拿到 A 的话，就说 I got an A, 对不对？我得了一个 A。
Brother Ernie gave this analogy, an example that kids would come home and say, Look, I got an A.
如果拿到一个 C 的话，就说 She gave me a C, can you believe it? 他居然给了我一个 C。
If they brought home a C, their language changes. Can you believe she gave me a C?
那他们也做过调查，这种NBA 啦，或是这些足球明星，当他们打赢的时候，或是这些电影明星成就的时候，他们都认为是自己的才干跟自己的努力。
And they did a research among professional sports athletes. And whenever they succeeded, they always feel that it is their own gifting, their own hard work.
百分之九十几都这么认为。
About more than 90% of the people feel.
当他们输的时候，别人赢的时候。
But when they lose and someone else, their opponents win.
他们就认为对方的运气好。
And they think that the other group they're lucky.
自己运气不好。
And we just didn't have the luck with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲了这么多以后，
Brother, after we talked about all this,
我就是想让弟兄姊妹知道说，骄傲是一个不自觉就出来的东西。
And Brother, I want us to discover that pride is something that unknowingly it just comes out.
它 all the time, everywhere.
It comes out all the time and is everywhere.
我们如果真知道这是撒旦的本质，
and we know this is the very nature of Satan himself.
这是撒旦在我们身上一个破坏的一个管道。
And we know that this is a channel for him to distort our lives.
让我们得罪神不能讨神喜悦的原因。
For us to offend God, to bring us to the place where we can no longer be pleased by God.
让我们造成伤害。
That we may bring about harm to others.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真从这些角度看的时候，我们就不敢这么轻看骄傲。
When we look at pride from these particular areas, then we do not lightly despise the issue of pride.
更何况底下我在这里提到了几个神憎恶而且阻挡骄傲的人。
And then point B, God abhors and resists the proud.
圣经上关于这方面的经文很多，我在这里只列了一些。
I only listed a few, but there are tons of scripture concerning this issue.
凡心里骄傲的为耶和华所憎恶，第一个。
Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord.
神根本恨恶这样子的人。
God abhors, God hates such a people.
我相信我问弟兄姊妹谁愿意讨神喜悦，大家都举手。
And if I ask brothers and sisters who wants to be pleasing to the Lord, I trust everyone will raise their hands.
可是我们却没有想到我们的骄傲是神所厌恶的。
But we do not come to the realization that our pride is something that the Lord abhors.
不仅仅不能满足他，是他所讨厌的。
Not only does it not satisfy God, but God hates it.
第二个，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Secondly, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神根本挡着我们。
And God will resist you.
神不容许我们这个样子。
And God will not allow you to continue that way.
第三个。
And thirdly,
他说耶和华保护诚实人，但是足足报应行事骄傲的人。
The Lord will destroy the house of the proud.
不是骄傲就骄傲而已，神不管的，神要报应的。
And the Lord will destroy the very person that is prideful.
其实刚才读的箴言十六章第五节， 我把后半拿掉了，我后来有点后悔。他后半就说，就算他们联手，也不能够免去神的刑罚。
And the second portion of this verse we have removed, but it says that even if they unite together, they cannot.Avoid the punishment of God.
对，你就说你骄傲，神不光只是不喜欢，神要 punish 的。
It is not to say that
神要处罚的。
When you're prideful, that God just simply don't like it, but God will deal with it. God will punish it.
而且不仅仅处罚我们自己，管教我们是箴言十五章二十五节，耶和华必拆毁骄傲人的家。
Again, the Lord will destroy the house of the proud.
就是我的骄傲让我的家一起受亏损的。
And my pride could actually cause my household, my family to suffer harm.
箴言十六章十八节，我觉得我们每一个人都应该背哈。骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
This next verse we should all memorize. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
我觉得我每一次的失败跌倒，决定都跟骄傲多少是有关的。
I find and I discover every time I stumble, I fall, it has something to do with pride.
Billy Graham 说他每一次一骄傲的时候，神的管教一定到。
Brother Billy Graham says that every time he's prideful, he discovered that the discipline of God comes immediately.
他比我们太有骄傲的本钱了，每一个总统都跟他是朋友，在全世界这么大的影响。但是他说他每一次一骄傲的时候，神的管教马上来。
He's got more reason to be proud than any of us here. But every time he says he discovered that he's prideful, that the discipline of God comes immediately.
骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
Again, pride goes before destruction.And a haughty spirit before a fall.
圣经上这些好王，乌西亚王、西西家王，都是好的不得了的王。
The King Uzziah and Hezekiah, they're all great kings.
但是非常可惜的，都在晚年的时候，圣经上直接说他们骄傲。
But sadly, the Scripture tells us that at the latter days of their reign, it was because of pride. They
给自己带来的惩罚，给国家带来的伤害。
They brought about discipline not only in their own lives, but also loss to suffer loss to their own nation.
口中骄傲。如杖折打己身，这个英文比较读不出来。那中文就是说，你的骄傲就是用杖打自己。
Particular version in the English translation, a fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats himself.
那我想我们很少这么想的。
And we seldom think this way.
拿棍子打自己，我们自己一定有感觉的，不愿意打得重。
If we pick up a rod and we spank ourselves, we know that we're hitting ourselves, so we won't hit very hard.
但是圣经上说，我口中说骄傲的话的时候，我就像杖打自己。
But the scripture tells us that when I speak with proud words, it's as if I'm picking up a rod and I'm beating myself.
这骄傲来，羞耻也来。
When pride comes, then comes shame.
所以骄傲跟羞耻是双胞胎一样一起的。
And pride and shame, they're like twins. They come together.
所以我刚刚一开始我就说了，很多的时候骄傲我们很舒服，我们不觉得它不好。
A lot of time, as I shared earlier, when we are prideful, we feel very comfortable. We don't think anything particularly wrong about it.
当我们在骄傲在得意的时候
，And when we are in that moment of being very proud and feeling very good,
其实正在显出我们的丑陋。
And it's actually revealing how
正好是我们的羞耻。
It is at the very moment we discover how shameful we are.
他们说孔雀开屏的时候，最骄傲的时候，他其实屁股露出来。
And they say the peacock when he displays his feathers, when he's most proud, he's actually the time when his butt is exposed.
而且他在那里展现自己美丽的时候，是他最危险的时候，因为他来不及飞。
And when he displays his splendor, is actually the most dangerous times for him because he can no longer fly.
所以骄傲带来这么多可怕的事情。
So pride would bring about all these dreadful things.
所以你刚刚把圣经上这边讲的这些话为神所憎恶，这个神一定要惩罚，而且带来羞耻，这个败坏、跌倒。弟兄姊妹，你把这些列出来，你就晓得这是我骄傲得到的结果。
And you look at all the things that's been listed, how God hates it, and how God will resist us, and how God will destroy the house of the proud. You discover when we are prideful, these are the conclusions and the consequences of our pride.
我相信第一件事情就在我们里面产生一个我再也不敢轻看我的骄傲了。
And the very first response, I think, is that I should no longer despise the issue of pride.
它不仅仅不为神所祝福，甚至为神所厌恶，神必要管教。
Not only is it not blessed by God, but God abhors it, and God will discipline us when we're prideful.
而且它不为人所喜悦。
And it's not pleasing unto man.
它带来的尊敬。
And it brings about competition.
你看现在光为的小孩子，多少父母亲在争竞中。
And just for their kids, we discover a lot of parents are competing, right?
我们上哪个学校，穿什么衣服，做什么事情，怎么样，成绩如何，表现如何 ，talents 我们通通都在这里在乎这些。
What school our kids go to, what they wear, their talents, how they're displayed.Parents care so much about these things.
但是我不是说 我不是说这些都一定是在骄傲里面做的。
I'm not necessarily saying that all these things are done in pride.
但是它容易启发尊敬。
But there helps cultivate and to raise up pride.
那其实孩子们最在乎的是爱里面的关系，他的性格，他跟神的关系。
And what we ought to care about most is his character, his relationship with God, our relationship with them.
所以，而且骄傲在这里，对自己的代价是太大的。
And the cost of pride is very severe for us.
对不起，这些败坏、这个折打、跌倒、羞耻、尊敬等等，都是他带来的结果。
And again, all the destruction, all the falls, and all the discipline that comes from the Lord are the results of pride.
好，所以当我们看完这些的时候
，And again, brothers, after we read these verses,
弟兄姊妹，我们也不要没有盼望。
I don't feel like we are without hope.
但是至少我们要警觉这件事情。
But at the same time, I'm saying we need to be alert.
甚至我们要怕，要恨恶我们的骄傲。
We need to be fearful, dreadful, and we need to hate the issue of pride.
因为常年下来，我们很多的祝福漏掉，我们在神面前不能够讨神喜悦，常跟骄傲发生关系。
And I would say many years because we can't hold fast to the blessings of the Lord.And these blessings are lost because of the issue of pride.
很多的时候，我们人际关系被破坏，夫妻之间、父母跟孩子之间，差不多也都照应于我们的骄傲。
And a lot of the relationship that is being destroyed between husband and wives, between children and their parents, a lot of time it is anchored on the issue of pride.
它带来的代价跟伤害是太大的，远超过我们所知道的。
And the price that we have to pay for pride surpasses what we can imagine.
这是旧造。
This is the old creation.
但是我们今天在基督里，我们是新造的人。
But in Christ, we are a new creation.
哦，基督就是那最荣美的那一位啊。
The Christ is the most beautiful one.
他跟撒旦是完全对比的。
He's a complete contrast to Satan.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒降卑，屈到奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Being the form of God, he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself with no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant.
底下说的，他既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Becoming the likeness of man, and he humbled himself to the point of the death of the cross.
他一直降卑，一直降卑，一直降卑。
And he humbled and he humbled and he humbled himself.
而且圣经上说他自己降卑。
And the scripture says that he humbled himself.
他不是被逼的。
It is not because somebody forced him.
他不是被要求的。
Not because somebody required it of him.
他完全是甘心的，是主动的。
But willingly and proactively.
他就是那样子的降卑。
He humbled himself.
这是真正高贵的。
This is something. This is a life that is of royalty.
这是真正值得钦佩的。
This is something that we ought to esteem.
他明明这么高，
because he was really this high.
他从来不以那个为强夺的。
But he did not consider robbery to be that high.
他宁可一直降，一直降，降到最低。
He's willing to humble himself to the point at the lowest point.
低到最低，低到最低的罪人，他都可以服侍他。
And to the point where he can serve the lowliest and the worst of sinners.
弟兄姊妹，这是耶稣的伟大。
Brothers, this is how great Jesus is.
所以神不能不把他升为至高。
And that's why God highly exalted him.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？这样子的一个人。
Brothers, do you see such a man?
神忍不住，神不能不把他升为至高。
God says, I have to elevate him. I have to raise him up.
当我们骄傲的时候，
when we are prideful,
神抵挡他。
God resists us.
神管教我们。
God will discipline us.
神甚至刑罚我们的家。
And God will even cause destruction come into our house.
神必须把我们降卑。
God must humble us.
神需要来败坏我们这个人。
God has to destroy that pride.
因为我们太骄傲了。
Because we are too prideful.
根本就是撒旦的彰显。
And we are we exemplify. We live Satan himself.
根本就是撒旦的态度对神。
Our attitude towards God is the same attitude Satan had towards God.
我们不敬畏他。
We do not fear him.
我们不尊重他。
We do not esteem him.
我们那么随便。
We do things very casually.
我要去哪里就去哪里。
Wherever I want to go, I'll go.
我要做什么就做什么。
Whatever I want to do, I'll do it.
我要说什么就说什么。
Whatever I want to say, I'm going to say it.
我不想做我就不做。
If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在神面前的骄傲。
Brothers and sisters, these are our pride before God.
而耶稣他那么高贵，他全然降卑。
But Jesus, who is so glorious, so high, but he humbled himself.
他为我们撇下的所有的。
He left everything.
所以当他来到地上的时候，
he left everything for us and came into this world.
成为罪人的朋友。
And he became called the friends of sinners.
他把自己降得这么低微。
He humbled himself to such a place.
当门徒们在那里争谁是大的时候，他为他们洗脚。
When the disciples were arguing who was the greatest, he humbled himself and washed their feet.
当别人看到大麻风的时候，都要远离他的。
When people see a leper, they want to run away from them.
耶稣却动了慈心，用手去摸他。
But Jesus, with a heart of compassion, reached out and touched them.
哦，多少的时候，他陪着那些有需要的人。
So often, he would be alongside of those who have needs.
别人要拥他做王，他转身就走。
People want to push him up to the throne. He turns and he walks away.
因为他要的不是这些。
Because that's not what he wants.
他要在这里，就是带着卑微的生命在这里服侍人。
He came with a humble life to come and to serve.
所以他对他的门徒说：“我心里柔和。”
He says, I am gentle in heart. I'm humble and gentle in heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take on my yoke and be like me.
弟兄姊妹，他不是在这里夸他自己谦卑。
He's not boasting of his humility.
他是希望他的门徒们能够跟随他的脚踪。
And he's hopeful that the disciples would follow the footsteps that he's left behind.
一起走在这条有福的路上。
That they too would walk in this blessed way.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主耶稣。
Brothers, this is our Jesus.
所以我们要常常去思想他的行径，从圣经里面去认识耶稣。
So oftentimes we need to think about the way Jesus lived his life.
保罗劝我们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
To look at scripture to know what is the heart and the mind of Christ.
所以保罗说，只要存心谦卑，
and
要从心里面出来。
And the Lord, Paul says, come out of your heart, humble yourself.
不是只是外面有一些谦卑的表现。
Not just on the outside, there's some showing of humility.
我们中国人是礼仪之邦，就是非常注重这些外表的。
The Chinese culture, we focus a lot about our presentation, the things we do on the outside.
我相信我们今天讲完这个不要骄傲，要谦卑以后，我们会有很多谦卑的表现。
And I think after hearing this message, we'll walk away from this place and we'll have a lot of things that we'll do that will show that we are humble.
我希望有哈，如果连这个又没有的话，那我们真的没药救。
I pray that we would. If we don't, then we are hopeless.
但是我希望我们不是外面的。
But I pray that it's not just the outward.
是要从里面出来。
It needs to come from the inside.
而要从里面出来。
And it's a flow from the inside.
只有一条路。
There's only but one way.
基督是没有办法借着模仿而来的。
Christ cannot be copied.
基督必须是他做我们的生命。
Christ has to be our life.
那必须是基督的替代。
It has to be the replacement of Christ.
必须真正的不再是我，是主，我才可能活出他的谦
卑来。It must truly be no longer I, but Christ, for me to live, truly live out the humility of Christ.
不然很多的时候我们的谦卑都是人工，都是外工。
Or else a lot of our showing of humility are our own efforts, the things of our own hands.
当环境挑战艰难大一点，我们就破功了。
When circumstances arise, when difficulties come, all of a sudden we discover we falter.
我们在那里忍耐的时候，我已经忍耐你八次了。
If we endure, we endure. I've endured your attitude for about 8 times already.
主啊，我原谅他七十个七次够吗
？Lord, I've forgiven him 70 times 7. Is that enough?
但是主耶稣说要原谅七十个七次，就是叫你不要再去算了。
The Lord told him 70 times 7 is.Stop counting.
那这真实的谦卑不需要算。
A true humility, you're not counting.
因为它从生命里面出来。
Because it's an overflowing of our life.
它是没办法算的。
It cannot be counted.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子能够真实的谦卑？我们必须要回到主的面前来。
The only way for us to truly be humble is when we come before the Lord.
要效法基督。
And we come and imitate Christ.
我们好好读主的话，让我们看看耶稣是怎样生活的。
We read the Scripture and come and examine Jesus how he lived his days.
然后以基督耶稣的心为心。
And then to have the mind of Christ.
以基督的生命为生命。
That his life becomes our life.
这是我们唯一的出路。
This is our only way.
所以我们回到我们的主题经文，灵后三章十七节到十八节。
灵后。
哥林多后书三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
Yeah, 他说主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
The Lord is that spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
他 set us free 的时候是 free from...不光是 from 这个仇敌 from 罪恶也 from 我们的肉体、
He set us free not only from our enemies sin but also from our flesh
当然包括我们的骄傲
Of course our pride is part of that
只有主的灵来只有依靠圣灵
Only when the spirit of the Lord comes only through the Holy Spirit
基督借着圣灵内住在我们里面
Christ through the Holy Spirit indwells in us
他也要成形在我们里面
He needs to be formed in us
从内住到成形中间就是我们的变化
from indwellingTo being formed, this talks about our transformation.
就是讲到我们的长大成熟。
It talks about us growing unto maturity.
讲到我们在这里与主同死、与主同复活的过程。
That we have died with Christ and we were resurrected with Him, and this entire process.
当一个环境让你骄傲，或者让你不能谦卑的时候
，When you discover that the circumstances causes you to be prideful and you can no longer be humble.
我们不是借着压制，不是借着努力。
It is not through suppression and through more efforts.
我们借着转向主。
It is through turning to the Lord.
哦，主耶稣。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
我没有骄傲，不是我没有谦卑。
I don't have humility.
我里里外外都是骄傲。
I am prideful inside and out.
弟兄姊妹，承认自己有骄傲，跟承认自己是一个骄傲的人，还是有差别的。
Brothers and sisters, there's a difference between acknowledging that I have pride versus that I am a prideful person.
就跟我们说我们会祷告，跟我是一个祷告的人是不一样的。
It is very different. Just like we're for us to say I know how to pray versus I am a praying person. It's very different.
教会也是这样，教会是一个。会祷告的教会跟是一个祷告的教会境界大不相同。
Just as it is a church, for a church that knows how to pray versus a praying church, they are in two separate realms.
啊，弟兄姊妹，同样的，我承认我有骄傲，跟我承认我根本就是一个骄傲的人，这个是有不同的。
And it's vastly different for us to acknowledge that I have pride versus I'm a prideful person.
当我们真正从里到外的承认我自己是骄傲，而且是骄傲的人。
When we through and through acknowledge that I am prideful, pride is me.
我们就会转向主。
Then we will turn to the Lord.
主就是那灵，他会叫我们得以自由。
The Lord is that spirit. He will cause us to be set free.
接下来他说，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照啊，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And then it says, as on veiled faces, we behold the Lord, and we're being transformed. Beholding as in the mirror of glory of the Lord, and being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
所以我决定相信我们每一次真实的去面对主，遇见主。
And I trust that every time we genuinely meet the Lord,
我这个人一定更降卑。
I am more humble.
我一定在主的面前更谦卑下来。
I am more humble before the presence of God.
如果一个人常常讲我们讲属灵的骄傲，那个不叫真属灵。
And when we sometimes talk use the term spiritual pride, I will tell you that it's not true spirituality.
一个人越属灵，他一定越谦卑。
The more a person is spiritual, the more humble he becomes.
一个人越属灵，他一定越柔和。
The more spiritual a person is, the more gentle he becomes.
一个人越属灵，他不会让别人去夸他什么，而是说这个人真像主一样。
And the more spiritual this person becomes.People less praise him for what he's done, but they say he's more like Jesus.
别人碰到他会越来越少夸奖他这个人，而是觉得借着他我可以遇见神。
And people will less and less praise him, but they will come to the conclusion that through this person, I can come and meet the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面羡慕的。
Brothers and sisters, these are the things that we long for.
所以一个真正谦卑，他真的不会随便去批评别人，批评别的教会。
And it is true, a person who's truly humble, he doesn't casually criticize or a person or a particular church.
谦卑跟圣洁一样，都不是我们天性里面有的。
Humility and holiness is not within our nature.
是有基督自己的。
It's only Christ himself.
所以我们如果真知道骄傲是多么危险的一件事情。
And again, for us to truly understand how dangerous pride really is.
而且撒旦真的是借着他自由地进出我们的生命和我们的生活。
And Satan, through pride,enters in freely into our lives.
它比罪恶还要隐藏的在这里破坏我们。
It is more hidden than the issues of sin, but it's still destroying us.
让我们的生命里面有破口，几乎神的祝福都留不下来。
That there are holes in our lives, that the blessings of the Lord cannot be retained.
所以我们当我们真愿意脱离它的时候
，So when we truly and we are willing to depart from it,
我们才有可能脱离它。
Then it is possible for us to be depart.
最后我要结束到，我们一定要有盼望。
And lastly, I want to conclude that we ought and we need to have hope.
知道基督的谦卑是决定我们可以活出来的。
That the humility of Christ is something that can be lived out by our lives.
不然他就不需要要求我们。
Or else he would not ask of it from us.
不然他为什么要这样子要求我们？
Why would he ask of it from us?
我心里柔和谦卑，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
I am gentle in heart. I'm lowly in spirit and gentle in heart. Take on my yoke.
如果他不，我们不能活出来，他为什么要把他的生命赐给我们？
If we cannot live it out, then why would he give his life to us?
所以保罗说，无论生无论死，我要总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因为活着就是基督。
And so Paul says, whether by life or by death, Christ be magnified, for me to live, it is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起谦卑地来转向主。
And brothers and sisters, we all humbly come and turn to our Lord.
常让他充满我们。
Ask him to fill us often.
让他的灵释放我们。
Let his spirit release us.
也让他的灵来改变我们。
And let his spirit transform us.
圣灵不仅是释放的大能。
The Holy Spirit is not just the power that sets us free.
圣灵也是改变的大能。
The Holy Spirit is also the power that transforms us.
消极上他一再地把我们从肉体骄傲里面释放出来。
And He's continually releasing us from our flesh and our sin.
积极上，他让主的灵荣上加荣的在这里改变我们。
And actively, he is causing us to be moving on from glory to glory and transforming us to be more like Jesus.
我们请唱291首3453节。
I will sing hymn 291, verses 3, 4, and 5. O Lord, to be like thee.
我们在说不是借着模仿，而是
I want to say it's not through copying Jesus,
而是借着他的替代
but through the replacement of Jesus himself.
多少时候我们在黑暗中自己却不知道
So often we are in darkness yet we do not know it.
多少时候我们在你眼前是那样子的傲慢，但是我们却不知道
And so often before your presence we are so prideful but we do not realize it.
多少时候我们的骄傲和自大也在这里带来了周围人的伤害。
And our pride and self-exaltation, we bring about harms to the people around us.
多少时候我们借着骄傲，我们跟撒旦在这里有关系，我们也不知道。
And through pride, we're actually entering relation with Satan. We did not realize it.
多少时候我们因着骄傲在这里羞辱了自己，我们竟然不知道。
And through our own pride, we brought shame into our own lives, and we do not know it.
主啊，你的话不仅仅是光。
Lord, your word is not only light.
你的话更是生命。
Your word is life.
你不仅仅让我们看见了自己的本相。
Not only do you allow us to see our true conditions.
而这个生命能够来改变我们。
But your life is able to come and change us.
耶稣自己的生命也来替代我们。
The life of Jesus, oh come and replace our life.
哦，耶稣，让我们常常屈膝来到你的面前。
Oh Lord, we pray that oftentimes we would bow our knees and come before you.
让你真是荣上加荣的来改变我们。
That from glory to glory. glory, truly you would change us.
不是借着外面的要求和模仿，
and not through outward requirements and imitations.
而是我们里面那么真实的与你亲近，让你流露出来。
But we draw so near to you that you may really overflow in our lives.
主啊，让教会也因着在你面前更加的谦卑，好让教会承受更大的祝福。
Lord, we pray that our church would truly be more and more humble before you, that we may take on more and more of your blessings.
因着我们在这里服侍你的人能够更加的依靠圣灵，而让你的工作能够更通行在我们中间。
That as we serve more and more people, we rely on the Holy Spirit, and that your work may move freely through us.
把我们每一个人都交在你手里。
Lord, we bring each and every one of us into your hands.
帮助我们。
Help us.
以基督耶稣的心为心。
That we may have the mind of Christ.
能够跟随耶稣的脚中心。
That we may follow your footsteps as we walk.
好让我们在各处显扬那因认识你而有的香气。
No matter where we go, we may bring forth the fragrance through the knowledge of Christ.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。